Folder 90. April. 91. Note. This excerpt is drawn from a letter to Patricia Warwick. End note. Enclosed is a carbon of what may be a resolution of my 7 years of attempting to construct a model of reality. By reality, I mean God in or God and the universe, what Origina called natura. The solution came to me in a series of recent sleep revelations, that is, hypnagogic and hypnopompic insights, where I actually saw how the system works, universe and God regarded, as Spinoza does, as one and the same. My model is that of a computer or computer-like entity. Well, look at the enclosed page. It is pretty much complete. 92. April 15th, 1981. Sleep Insight. Hartshorne, Pantheism, the EB Macro, A.N. Whitehead's Process Deity. Note. Dick here refers to Charles Hartshorne, who developed Alfred North Whitehead's process philosophy into a full-fledged school of theological thought. Whitehead described a reality made up not of things, but of a procession of events. Hartshorne, picking up from Whitehead's own theological exploration of this idea, depicts God as an absolute being in constant flux, relationally connected with and constantly affected by the universe. Dick's conception of the dialectical nature of both reality and deity dovetails strongly with process theology. But Hartshorne also insisted on the absolute free will of the universe and all within it, an idea that the more deterministic Dick does not seem to carry over into his subsequent exploration of reality as a binary system. GM. End note. We are within it, the MMSK, as interconnections. But organic model is incorrect. It is a signaling system, mutually adjusting. This is what Pythagoras saw. 0 to 1 flicker rate, misinterpreted by me as time frames. Actually, it's binary. Tries out a false move, 0. Then corrects to 1, which is actualized in as the next discrete frame. Has the effect of separate frames due to the off-on pulsation. Discrete. Isn't, is, non-being, being. The system shuts off every trillionth of a second, 0. These are decisions. After each 0, when it switches back on to 1, the frame reality is different in terms of internal arrangement, adjustment, mutual adjustment, interaction, interconnection, as information flows through its circuits. Burma, yes to no. Hartshorne, 0 to 1. Quantitative, 0 to 1, converted to qualitative by spatiotemporal reality itself. That is, quantitative information is poured into material reality within which and by which it is converted into qualitative information. While it's off, reality ceases to be. When it comes back on, it is slightly different. It, the system, doesn't transmit a zero bit. It, the system, ceases to be. This is when it makes a tentative move, which had been canceled in favor of a better move. At every junction, trillionth of a second, flicker rate. It discards an inferior move in favor of a better one. Hence, Leibniz's view that this is the best of all possible worlds. This is a rapid selection process. This is how a computer works. The zero position is the void. Hence, when I conceive of God as Valis, I am only getting the one. I need also the void, the zero. To comprehend, apperceive, envision the void is to envision the other phase, zero phase, of the flicker binary pulsation, the sum of the two phases being the totality. Thus, the Muslims are correct. The universe is destroyed every day, actually every trillionth of the second, and recreated. Note. An idea expressed by Islamic philosophers, most notably al-Ash'ari and al-Ghazali, but shared by many medieval Christian and Jewish philosophers as well. In the West, this idea is related to occasionalism, the view, most famously expressed by Nicholas Malebranche, that causality is an illusion, and God is the efficient cause of all that exists. End note. But what is interesting to me is that the way I conceive of this, all its decisions are made during the spaces that we are totally unaware of. It comes back on, back into being, back to the one phase when it has tried out a faulty solution and has substituted better, the best possible, instead, which is the next time frame. Thus, its decision-making processes, i.e., its thinking, and its non-being phase, lies outside our awareness. The initial false move that it tries out during its zero phase is Burma's no, and the one or on phase is Burma's yes. So my envisioning is essentially Burma's updated in terms of computers and information processing systems. A similarity to the Taoist alternation of yin and yang is very obvious. 90.13. What is probably most important of all is that my binary arborizing disjunctive decision-making universe system, the disclosure of which I regard as an essentially new disclosure, although as a fact it itself may not be new, it is, I think, absolutely in accord with the very high and penetrating conception of the revolutionary role of the cosmic Christ in fundamentally transforming the nature of the world order. This is nothing short of astonishing, that radical mystical Pauline Christianity and a very radical modern quantum mechanics computer indeterminate unified field reality view turned out to be basically compatible, or in fact even identical. The two converge, at least in my theorizing, totally. All at once, there is a lightning-swift confluence of my separate streams of thought. Christianity and, well, philosophy, metaphysics, epistemology, whatever, all else really, then Christianity. I suddenly have one overview which is, one, basically new and original, and, two, subsumes everything Christian and non-Christian into one daring structure. What is more, this structure will adequately account for my apperception of what I call valis, both in me and outside me, back in 374. So at this point, I have synthesized my various streams of thought into a higher gestalt and no longer have to vacillate back and forth between Christianity and non-Christianity, which is reason to suppose that I have finally hit on a model that truly represents conceptually what I experienced in the spring of 1974 and has puzzled me for over 7 years. All of a sudden, a titanic idea, insight, has struck me. Valis was outside me in or as the external reality field, and Valis was in me, in my mind, blended with my mind, or perhaps even as my mind. What if the true situation is, this is what is meant by Christ consciousness, and it works this way. Christ enters you, never mind at this point how. Up the optic nerve or some kind of alchemical hierarchy of opposites, etc., etc. Anyhow, this Christ consciousness, which is in fact the second advent, makes it possible for the first time in human history for human beings to discard the modem of causation, which I have shown, at least to my own satisfaction, dates back to Babylon, is in fact the astral determinism, or fate, or Ananki, etc., of the ancient world, as the basic ontological structuring category by which the world is ordered, arranged, understood, and this Christ consciousness permits, again for the first time in human history, a much more accurate and acutely qualitatively different experience of reality, in which causality is replaced by an understanding of, apperception of, realization of, whatever of what I call binary forking decision-making, a choosing system, the no-yes choice exercised volitionally, sentiently. This was always the case with world in itself, Kant's Ding an sich. But there was no way by which humans could apperceive, comprehend, envision it before. And this radically transformed experience. Dasein, of reality. A way of being in the world, of participating in shaping world, the observer participant, had to wait until such discoveries and realizations as quantum mechanics, indeterminacy, unified field theory, plus Taoism, all that good new stuff such as Copper talks about. But anyhow, the leap across to this new way of Dasein is the second advent. And what occurs in our minds, our brains, our heads, and yet, paradoxically, it refers to something actually out there in world, external to us, a way in which reality functions in itself. So this new radical quantum leap upward view is not just subjective. Well, okay, reality hasn't changed. Our way of being in reality has changed. Had to wait, had to evolve over the many centuries. I mean, if Kessler and Capra et al. Can equate the post-Newtonian Dasein, comprehension of reality, with Taoism, why can't I equate it with Pauline Christian mysticism, which is exactly what I've done? Note. Here we see Dick's impulse toward synthesis shift into hyperdrive. He assembles multiple systems of thought and references as if they can be seamlessly joined without contradiction. What we gain from such a loose assemblage is a vague sense that these multiple systems have something in common, but the details of exactly how they can be articulated together remain elusive. For example, Capra argues that the field model of quantum mechanics posits the field as the fundamental entity in reality, in which the appearance of particles can be understood as knots, or places where the field intensifies and begins to manifest itself as particles rather than waves. Hence, it posits reality as an underlying continuum. This is in direct opposition to the basic assumption of the computational model of the universe, which argues that the ultimate nature of reality is discrete, not continuous. It is difficult to see how we can reconcile the sharp contrast between these two fundamental premises, not to mention the many other contradictions and irresolvable conflicts that arise as the assemblage grows. NKH. End note. And then as a third element, we can bring in Heidegger and talk about sein, authentic being, and what I call a spatial reality rather than a temporal reality, etc. And I then trace Heidegger back to Gnosticism, and from there once again to Paul, who is highly thought of by the Gnostics. And there is no need to exclude Taoism, because indeed a yin-yang dialectic is involved, and we get to keep a causal synchronicity, and it just all comes together, and is liberating, and we get to throw in computer stuff, which relates back to Taoism via my binary dialectic. But most of all, as I say, this internal event, Valis in me, permits the comprehension, Dasein, of what may, in fact, always, or for centuries, have been there in world, but we didn't possess the inner equipment to comprehend, apprehend it. Thus the question, where is the kingdom of God, gets an answer derived from ultra-modern views of the observer-participant universe, in which it's all treated as a field, a unified field. We are not talking about a different way of being in the world, or even a better way. We're talking about the lifting for the first time in human history of a massive perceptual-conceptual occlusion having to do with the ontological structuring factor we call causality, or astral determinism. This has never happened before. I mean, just think what it would mean vis-a-vis our way of perceiving, understanding world if we ceased to utilize space or time as a Kantian ordering structuring category. And in fact, when the utilization of causation ceases, our sense of time is drastically altered, time sharply diminishes, and our sense of space is drastically altered. As I figure it, time is converted into space. So we get a great diminution in the time factor, and a great augmentation in the spatial factor. but most of all, introduced as a totally new factor, is an apperception of the flicker pulsation in which the system, reality, switches on and off, as well as the binary forking decision-making. The totality of all this is that, very simply, our occlusion lifts, and we are in another world entirely, a world I identify with the garden. And this really could not have happened before this decade, what with computers, new theories about information, modern physics, etc. It is just now beginning to happen, and no one has seen the involvement of Pauline Christian mysticism, that in fact, this is the payoff ingredient. And this would explain why, for over 7 years, I have alternated between believing Christ has returned and believing that I had evolved some kind of ultra-modern worldview connected with physics and epistemology, etc. Okay, I have one final thing to say, and herewith I rest my case triumphantly. My binary forking, which I have already said is an intermediate element entering what always before was conceived of as causality, under various names such as astral determinism. What is this if not the two-slit phenomenon familiar in subatomic physics, which is the very essence of the indeterminate factor in reality? Note. Here Dick compares the binary forking model, derived from a computational model of the universe, to the two-slit experiment that famously demonstrated that electrons can manifest as both waves and particles. When electrons are beamed at a single slit behind which sits a detector screen, they manifest as particles. However, when a second slit is added, interference waves appear. Depending on the experimental setup, then, electrons can appear as either waves or particles. Dick's analogy is based on the indeterminacy that a binary forking model and the two-slit model both imply. Subatomic particles demonstrate an indeterminacy expressed by the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, in which the momentum and position cannot be co-specified with an accuracy greater than Planck's constant. With the binary forking model, indeterminacy arises because of the complexity of interactions between multiple independent agents acting simultaneously, as in a cellular automata model. In the former case, the observer becomes implicated in the supposedly objective state of the particle because he chooses the experimental setup. In the latter case, it is not the presence of the observer that prevents accurate prediction, but rather the complexity of the simultaneous interactions. The two cases have different epistemological consequences and lead to different kinds of questions about the nature of reality. Again, we see here a suggestive gesture that, if worked out in rigorous details, raises more issues than it solves. NKH. End note. It is known to us scientifically only on a subatomic level. Yet I think I have perceived this as the very basis of reality per se, the reality process of change, of flux, of all cause and effect at all levels, micro and macro. What I have been calling binary forking choosing is simply the two-slit indeterminate phenomenon. But at a larger level, and it is a level that embraces all change. I am saying some kind of mentational volitional sentient mind or mindoid entity, perhaps that of the total system itself, has some kind of steering or governing involvement as to which of the two slits is the selected one at each of these forkings. This may be linked to Pauli's synchronicity. It is acausal but ubiquitous and genuine and important. Here we turn to A.N. Whitehead's definition of process deity as a principle of selection of the good in the world order. 90.19. Premise. Christ consciousness produces a worldview, Dasein, so radically different from what we normally experience that it is almost impossible to communicate it. absolute space, a vast diminution and weakening of time, time qualitatively transformed, and no causality, as well as reality experienced as a unified self-governing field. It initiates all its own changes, acausally in synchronization. Moreover, this field makes use of, or operates by means of, a binary off-on switching involving an indeterminate element, so that it is perceptually disjunctive. Thus, it does not flow through time, at all, but always is. Also, it either is based on or generates quantitative binary information in a cumulative fashion, i.e., it develops in one direction and one only. As a total field, it ceaselessly makes off-on choices at each forking or junction. Thus, it is free, again, indeterminacy is involved at its basic level of operation. The receptacle in which it exists is space, not time. When it pulse phases to its off position, it ceases to exist. When it comes back to its on position, it is slightly different. I feel like someone trying to interpret the Sistine Chapel ceiling to a blind man. Thus, in a certain real sense, it abolishes and then recreates itself at a very rapid rate, a sort of flicker. Each time it recreates itself, it is different, hence, in a real sense, new. I somewhat hesitate to add this, but since with Christ consciousness, there is no clear demarcation between the observer and the reality field he participates in, world is in a certain real and palpable sense affected by his involvement with it and perception of it. Thus, he is conscious of perturbing the reality field in the very act of participating in it. World, then, loses its reified stubborn quality, associated with rigid determinism, cause and effect, and responds to him not as an it, but as what Buber called a thou. Within this one total schema involving the observer and his world together, it becomes impossible to distinguish Christ in him and Christ in world. There is only one total reality, himself, Christ, world.